a crime novel today.
Right.
This one is an author that I really enjoy. I think he writes a very good story. American author by the name of Don Winslow. And his new book is called City on Fire.
Ooh, sounds intriguing.
Yeah, and it's the first book in what is going to be a trilogy.
Okay.
Now, Winslow did a trilogy once before, which was set around the cocaine drug trade, and it was a really, really good book. Anyway, this one should also... Well, I've read this one, and it's a really good book, and so if this is the standard of the first book in the trilogy, the rest of the series is going to be really, really good. This book is set in the early to mid-1980s in Providence, Rhode Island, in America. And it revolves around two underworld crime gangs, one loosely speaking Irish and the other loosely speaking Italian, and their share of organised crime in Providence, and how the dynamics of that relationship between these two families is changing, partly due to the older members of the families sort of retiring and the younger members taking over, and the influence of drugs and the distribution or the illegal distribution of drugs and how that is completely changing the organised crime business, for want of a better way of putting it. Winslow, in writing this first book and the rest of the series, has taken his inspiration the old Greek classic by Homer, the Iliad, and there are certain... You can see where he's got his inspiration from with the way he has crafted some of his characters, and it's very cleverly done, and I'm sure the next two books in the series are also going to be really good. But this is really good. It's got a great... The actual crime thread running through it is really cleverly done. The characters are just phenomenal. I think this is one of Winslow's great skills. He creates really believable characters, and he has an ability to get the setting just right. And so his descriptions of Providence in the 1980s and the way these two crime gangs have worked is very much, you feel totally immersed in that early to mid-1980s time span. So he's... Everything he talks about, you know, the food, the drink, the motor cars they're driving, some of the things they do, and you can associate with it. You feel like you're right there in the picture almost, and he carries that right through the book. It's got a very clever ending where, out of the blue, not only are the two crime gangs starting to fight amongst themselves, but one of the big, big organised crime gangs based in New York is looking to expand its territory and has decided that if it can aid this little civil war, so to speak, taking place in Providence, it can actually move in and completely take over organised crime in Providence. And in doing that, there are some very shady dealings with the FBI. The FBI have their own reasonings for trying to gain a conviction on some of the members of one of the families, and they're playing one side against the other. And then right towards the end of the book, you find out that, well, the FBI are not exactly clean as a whistle. There's a little bit of corruption going on actually within the FBI as well.
Are you sure this is fiction?
So there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, we won't give too much away, because that's a good little carrot dangling in front of us. It's Don Winslow, City on Fire, the first of, in the, obviously, the trilogy. Now, I was captured by the book you spoke about last time, Wake.
Oh, yes.
I called in and bought a copy last week after we had a chat, and I thought to myself, oh, I'm going to have plenty of time to sit back and read a book this week. I haven't opened the car, I haven't even opened the cover yet.
Look, sometimes it works out that way. We all lead very busy lives, and sometimes the little luxuries we'd like to treat ourselves to as a quiet hour and a half or so in the chair having a read don't
there
always come to pass. So, but it'll keep. You know, it doesn't date.
That's correct.
It's not like something dying in the bottom of the crisper drawer of the fridge.
Oh, God.
It'll still be good.
Let's not bring that. I can relate. I can absolutely relate. I try and ignore it because it's all looking very sad in my crisper at the moment. Yeah. Anyway, when we go to Devonport Bookshop, where can we find City on Fire?
City on Fire is right on our new release shelf with the other new titles that have come out in the last 3 to 4 weeks. And as I say, this came in last week. So it's right there. It's got a rather understated cover, this one. It's just a grey cover with Don Winslow's name and City on Fire just superimposed on the black or grey cover, you know, sort of a, loosely speaking, a bronze colour print.
Right,
so
okay.
It's quite an understated cover, and publishing companies no doubt have worked out that that's the best way to do it for this particular book. So
I actually wanted to get myself a copy of Kyle Perry's The Bluffs as well, but you'd run out.
Yeah, and we've got more of that coming. Kyle, every time we think, no, we've got enough of Kyle, he gets a second wind, so to speak, and we unexpectedly sort of sell a lot in very short time, which is good for us.
Absolutely.
Sometimes the stock control doesn't quite keep up with it. Nice.
Good to chat, Tim. Appreciate it.
Very good, Lee. Thanks very much.